friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Dollar Loan Center. So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Gotcha!
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's going on now in our nation's capital is the Biden administration is sending out cabinet secretaries all across the nation. Tens of different cities. Are going to be there as the cabinet secretaries come and tell you how wonderful the economy is and how wonderful Bidenomics is. We on the ground know that that's not true. But Stephen Moore, FreedomWorks, you know, he's a noted economist, was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox, that this is no time for a Bidenomics victory tour, which is essentially what this is. Listen to this.
Yeah, look, I think the problem for Biden taking some kind of victory lap on the economy, by the way, the other thing that's way up that Robert didn't mention, of course, is our national debt, which has increased by $6 trillion in the last 2.5 years. And of course, prices are up way more than people's wages. And I think, Bill, that's the reason why, you know, people aren't feeling the love for this economy right now. Is it better than it was this time last year? Absolutely, it is. Are there jobs out there? Yes. But people are really suffering a middle class squeeze right now. And I think that's a big problem.
Well, we're going to talk about that. This Bidenomics thing, they're trying to convince America that it's working and that it's going to bring the poll numbers up. Well, the fact is that where people live, it's not working for them. People are living paycheck to paycheck. More and more people are running up credit card debt. In fact, we are. I saw a statistic earlier today, the fourth worst in terms of ability to pay off credit card debt. People are putting more and more stuff on their credit cards, and they don't have the money to pay it back. That doesn't sound like Bidenomics is working to me. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Mark Lauder, Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute. We'll talk about the Trump visit coming up on Saturday. Oh, yeah, this is going to be, we're going to be ground zero. We are a battleground state, folks. There's no doubt about it when the former president's coming here this early in a campaign. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest tribute bands live. Join us every Saturday at 8 p.m. for all your favorite hits, from good old American rock to country to pop and everything in between. No matter what your choice of beat is, we got it. So come on in at no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Naughty Lady Saloon, located inside of your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden visited South Carolina to celebrate the creation of new clean energy jobs.
The Department of Energy announced new incentives for companies to bring solar power manufacturing back to our shores. We're in a real race. China's ahead of us.
The president speaking from West Columbia, South Carolina. GOP lawmakers counter that Mr. Biden's initiatives have fueled higher inflation and thus have left people worse off. Senator Tim Scott, who is running for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, said that the president has triggered higher gasoline, food, and utility prices, as overall inflation has largely outpaced wage growth. Also at townhall.com, this week has been the hottest week on Earth.
For 3 days in a row, Earth's average temperature has been the hottest it's ever been. According to the University of Maine, the average temperature on Earth on Monday was 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That set a record. Then Tuesday broke Monday's record when Earth's temperature was recorded at 62.9 degrees. And Wednesday remained at 62.9. Scientists have warned for months that 2023 could see record heat as human-caused climate change, driven largely by the burning of fossil fuels, warm the atmosphere. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. job openings slipped in May, but remained at levels high enough to show the American labor market remains resilient in the face of sharply higher interest rates. The Labor Department reports that employers posted 9.8 million job vacancies. That's down from the 10.3 million that were posted in April. Job openings remain high by historic standards. It was a sharply lower close on Wall Street. The Dow lost 354 points. The Nasdaq down 112. More at townhall.com.
Be thanked, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix is yet to happen, but Formula One has already released next year's race schedule. The 2024 Las Vegas Grand Prix will happen November 21st through the 23rd. Southern Nevada's race is one of 24 on Formula One's 2024 race schedule. Las Vegas's inaugural Grand Prix is scheduled for this November 16th through the 18th on a nighttime race course, which includes portions of Las Vegas Boulevard, Koval Lane, and Harmon. Prep work for this year's race continues to go on, including the building of F1's $500 million paddock building that's located at the intersection of Harmon and Koval. Former President and 2024 presidential hopeful Donald Trump is going to be speaking at a Nevada volunteer recruitment event this coming Saturday. That event's going to be held at 4:30 p.m. at Fervent Calvary Chapel in Las Vegas. If you'd like to register to attend, go to DonaldTrump.com. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so Saturday's jackpot is estimated to be some $590 million with a lump sum value of $304 million.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at FinlayMazda.com.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Alta at Decatur, Sahara at 15th Street downtown, Paradise at Desert Inn in the Central Valley. Also, do expect some slow flows through that construction zone on Interstate 515 northbound at Russell Road.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. We've had him on a lot of times. We're talking about Mark Lauder, the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute. But it's been a while since we've had him on, so let's welcome him back in. Mark, it's been a while. How you been?
I'm doing great. You never call. You never write, Kevin. You know.
I love it. I love it. Mark, let me ask you. Something is going on, and I'm not quite sure what it is. Donald J. Trump gets indicted. He ends up with court appearances. Investigations are swirling around him. And yet the polling numbers, they're not going down. They're going up. They're still going up. They're not plateauing. They're going up. What is going on? What gives?
Well, I think this is just fulfilling a narrative that we have known has existed for decades, whether it's the media, whether it is the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., it is fundamentally aligned against conservatives, and it is against us at every stretch of the imagination. People saw it in the two standards of justice for Hillary. They see it with the impeachment, with Russiagate, with the way that Hunter gets off, the way that Hunter's laptop was treated, and now with these charges and these indictments. And it's over and over again. It's not a difficult story for anyone who's independently minded and or conservative to see how all of this lines up. And they just see that they keep going after this man while the other side skates.
And what is amazing is that even on the Republican side, you've got candidates going all across the country in Iowa and New Hampshire and saying, well, but he can't beat Biden. And yet I see an Echelon poll that came out yesterday shows Trump with a 7-point lead over Joe Biden. And when you throw Cornel West into the mix, the Green Party candidate, it ends up being 48-40 Trump over Biden. What is going on there? Are there other polls that are similar to that show Trump beating Biden?
Oh, there are. In fact, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average today, on a national average, Trump beats Biden by a little over 1%, right around 1%. And so that's an average of many different polls, which kind of accounts for the bias of all of them. But the fundamental difference here is, in 2020, Joe Biden didn't have a record. He was a hypothetical candidate. He could hide in the basement and say he was going to work across party lines and he was going to end the pandemic, and people could buy it. Now he's got a record. He owns inflation. He owns gas prices. He owns the chaos at the border. He owns the war in Afghanistan. These are all his record. It's not a good record, and it's one he's going to have to run on. And that's why you see, whether it's Donald Trump or really almost anyone in the Republican field will be able to take on Joe Biden easily, because people don't like the results he's gotten.
I've got to ask you, because the president is going to be here on Saturday for a speech. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what you would expect from the former president here in Las Vegas?
I think, and I don't know. Obviously, I don't work for the campaign, but, I wouldn't be surprised. It's a volunteer recruitment event. He's going to talk about how important it is. I think this is legitimately the best shot we have had in probably, 10, 15 years to flip Nevada red. And it's because, and you and I have talked about this before, when the economy turns sour, Vegas and Nevada are the first states to feel it. And you've been feeling it. You're still feeling it. And I think enough people out there go, you know what? I'll take a mean tweet or two, but I want cheap gas, and I would like it for the economy to be strong and for people to get back out to Vegas to, for their business conventions and for their vacations.
I got to ask you about White House cocaine. This story began kind of as just kind of a sidebar story, but now it's becoming a big deal. We got the Secret Service involved. You've been to the West Wing. Do you know what they're talking about here? Where this cocaine was found?
Absolutely. I worked there for a year. And let me tell you something, Kevin. Of the multiple thousands of people which technically work for what's called the Executive Office of the President, only a couple of hundred of them actually work in the West Wing. The rest are in the executive office building next door or up the street. There's only a fraction of that number who actually have permission to come and go as you please in and out of the West Wing. And it takes one of those people to do West Wing tours. And everyone who comes in on a West Wing tour must submit their vital signs, their statistics, their stats, their social security number, their date of birth, the place they were born, and they get a background check done. This is the most secured office and residence in the world. And I cannot believe that they would even have the temerity to say, well, we may never know, because every inch of that place is under surveillance, is guarded by the Secret Service, is guarded by some of the most highly technical and classified systems we have in America. And trust me, they could go to the visitor log and see who came in that building. They can look at the they can look at the camera and to be able to say who put stuff into that cubby, because not a lot of people do, and then start narrowing it down. And they know which staff were in and out.
And by the way, are there video cameras where we have tape that they can just look through and see who it is that put down that baggie full of white powdery substance?
You know, I don't recall the specific placement of them, but they would definitely know who came in and out of that entrance. And they would also be checked in. And so even if you didn't, I mean, there's only these White House tours. This is not the one you can sign up for or go to a member of Congress to get. This is not the West Wing. This is not the White House tour. This is the West Wing tour, which is really limited. There may be a couple of hundred people in a weekend that are going to go through a West Wing tour when the president's not there. And so you've got a small, limited universe. You know the names. You know the Social Security numbers. You know all the vital signs of everybody that came in there. So it shouldn't be hard to figure it out.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute. There is a great debate going on within the Republican Party right now, and that is, should Donald J. Trump, with a 30-40-point lead, should he debate on August 23rd?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Should he debate?
You know, to be honest with you, if I was advising him, I would say no. I would say don't do the first debates. Why stand up there and have 8 or 9 or 7 or 6 other candidates who are all going to be attacking you because you're up 30, 35 points in the polls? So I would wait until the herd has thinned out a little bit. And yeah, I would debate. You actually have to debate, and I think he loves debating. But I wouldn't do any of these early debates. I would let some of the, you know, some of the hanger-ons lose momentum and let the crowd thin out a little bit before you get on stage with them and then take them down one at a time.
I want to ask you about a key voting block that the former president's going to have to corral probably in order to win, and that is independents. We've heard about women, independents, and that they're going to be two keys to victory. Can you talk a little bit about what the message should be to independents?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you've got to do the policy contrast. You don't have to explain to people that gas was $1.50 cheaper when Joe Biden took office than it is today, or the gas or the grocery prices, or the fact that people's credit card debt is at a record high. Those are things that people feel, they experience it, and they already blame Joe Biden for it. That's why 2/3 of the country think that, you know, that we're on the wrong track. He's unpopular in terms of his leadership on the economy. Then I would pivot directly into schools. I mean, this is Joe Biden who stood up just a few weeks ago at the White House and was saying how every kid is actually our kids. No, they're my kids. And if you're colluding with the teachers' unions, if you're colluding with the woke mob that are trying to groom and surgically alter our children and not tell parents about it, then you're going to have a problem. You know, Kevin, we've talked about soccer moms and Walmart moms and NASCAR, you know, moms and all that kind of stuff for years. This year, I think it's going to be Angry Mom, because moms don't like to have things done to their children without their knowledge. And that's what this administration supports. They closed their schools. They're trying to, you know, to push pornography and inappropriate material on them in elementary schools, and then secretly transition them behind their backs and not tell their parents about it. That kind of stuff, it doesn't set well with parents, and I think we've got to put a stop.
Mark, what is the America First Policy Institute? It's something a lot of folks probably have not heard about. What is it?
So basically, it's a think tank. It was basically all of the senior staff and senior cabinet-level officials from the Trump administration that when this administration came to an end, we're like, we can't just go scatter to the winds. So we kept the band together. And so for the past 2.5 years, we have been basically building the playbook, writing the policies down. And I'm talking about the detailed policies, not bullet points and talking points, the detailed policies and the how-to manual for when we get back in January 2025, whether you're in the White House or you're in one of those federal agencies, that this is what you need to do on day one. These are the policies you need to enact on day one. And this is how you do it. The things that took us a year to learn, and I was there for that, in the White House and in the administration, you're not going to have to do it. And then on top of that, we're also building it on a state level so you can bring state-level America First policies to your state legislature, your governor, and all those, so we can start getting all of these policies done because they work.
And how can they find you?
You can go to AmericaFirstPolicy.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark_Lotter, Lotter, and you can keep track of us.
Let me know when you're coming to town, my friend.
I can't.
It'll be great to see you. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You, Kevin.
Mark Lotter, the former special assistant to President Trump, who, by the way, the President Trump is going to be in town on Saturday. We'll tell you where and when. That's all coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry in a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren. Give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.